Let's get some people on the phone to play the Joe and Alex Show music battle up for grabs. Pitch Perfect 3. The advanced screening passes. Good morning. Line number 2. Joe, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, great. Awesome.
Yeah, cool. Well, do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex?
I got to be Team Joe.
All right.
Makes sense.
Otherwise, it was going to be confusing. I was going to throw that one out there.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, hang on the line, buddy, and we'll go to line number 3, and we'll get Beth on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Beth?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You're on Team Alex.
Whoop, whoop, hey. Let's do it.
All right, the way this works, Joe and Beth, we are going to use our names, Joe and Alex, as our buzzers.
Joe squared.
It's the Joe and Beth Show.
Joe and Beth. We have to give both the title and the main artist. That's a point each, and they have to be exactly correct. Is that right, producer and Walker?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, otherwise nothing for you. We can guess the theme of all songs for 3 points at any time. There's a common theme here. And we can go to our lifetime, which is Joe for me and Beth for Alex, once for help. Last week, somebody complained because I didn't go to them. So maybe I'll go to Joe this week. I don't know. Are you ready, Alex, to begin the Joe and Alex Show music battle?
Yes.
Okay, here is our first song coming down in 3, 2, and 1. Joe.
Joe.
Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard.
2 points for Joe.
Yeah! Come on, Joe.
Pour some sugar on me in the name of love. Pour some.
If you've got a Tweety Bird tattoo, this song's for you.
Yeah. The Tweety Birds out there love this song.
Oh, you know they are. All right. Song number 2 of the Joe and Alex Show music battle is...
Alex.
Joe.
Alex.
Rihanna. Porta. I didn't make it?
No.
Joe. Pour It Up.
1 point for Joe.
That is crap.
Joe.
Go for it.
I want to guess the theme. All the songs have the word pour in them.
No.
Dang it.
Yes.
Okay. I blew it too early. Okay. All right. Cool. So we're going now into song number 3. Here we go. Are you ready, Alex?
Yes.
Song number 3 of the Joe and Alex Show music battle is...
It's that stupid girl that I hate. Oh, God. Domino Girl. What is her name? I can't think of it. I hate this chick.
Oh, Joe.
Go ahead.
Joe, I'm going to tag in my partner Joe to make sure. But, Joe, do you think that's, I think it's Price Tag. Is it by Jessie J?
Yeah, I think that's right.
All right. Jessie J, Price Tag.
Yes.
Yeah!
Crap. I should have gotten that pour it up point. That was an absolute BS call.
If the Live the Love Girl was filming, my timer was going off. It was going really slow.
But you didn't finish buzzing me. I was talking as you were buzzing. I feel like that counts.
It was at 0.
Whatever.
I just want to say, Alex, I never do it, but the way you insult our judge sometimes really bothers me.
Oh, brother.
You have to respect this wise man that works on this game here.
Yeah, you're saying that because you got the point, because you stole it from me, because you had no idea what that song was.
All right.
Liar.
Whatever. I would have figured it out in about 5 minutes or so. Going into song number 4, producer MYK, what is the score?
5 points, Joe and Joe. 1 point, Alex and Beth.
Ooh.
Hey.
All right, here we go. Song number 4 on the Joe and Alex Show music battle is...
Alex.
Joe.
Alex.
It's Foster the People, Pumped Up Kicks.
2 points for Alex and Beth.
I miss this song.
Well, when you have shootings, you can't play the song. You love this song so much.
I haven't heard it in like 10 years.
They also edit that part always.
Yeah, like I
after all the crazy shootings and stuff,
can't say the word gun anymore.
Weird to say that.
Don't say gun.
You just said it.
Don't say it though.
All right, should I hit the dumb button?
Hit the gun button.
Okay, I'm not hitting the gun button. My gun sound effects have been taken away. All right, so
gun emoji's gone too.
It is. I got a little water gun. Yeah, right. Like I want to shoot myself with a water gun in the head sometimes. All right. Final song right now we're about to get into here in the Joe and Alex Show music battle. What is the score, producer MYK?
5 points, Joe and Joe. 3 points, Alex and Beth.
Oh my gosh. And you still have a chance to guess the theme.
That's right.
All right, here we go. Final song for all the marbles. It is...
Yo, girl.
Joe. Supposed to be Omarion.
1 point for the artist.
Alex Supposed to Be is the title.
1 point for Alex and Beth.
All right, well, that's your last song.
A.K.A. the Eat the Booty Like Rosary song.
Wait, are all these songs about eating booty? No, I'm kidding. What's the score right now? Because Alex, I think, is still losing.
Score is 4 points, Alex and Beth. 6 points, Joe and Joe. If Alex guesses the theme, she wins. If Alex can't guess the theme, she loses. She also has one life.
Is that it? Was that the last song?
Last song, yep.
Okay, Beth, what do you think the theme is? So we've had... Def Leppard, we've had Rihanna, we've had Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People, we had Omarion Post to Be. Do all songs have the letter P, like start with P, you think?
I mean, that sounds good with me. That sounds great.
I'm going to vote that. Every song starts with the letter P.
Final answer?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct.
No!
That means Alex and Beth win.
Yes!
Gosh. I'm sorry, Joe.
Sorry, we were close.
We tried, dude. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your
favorite song. Beth, chicken nuggets, yeah.
God, this sucks. I really thought I had that victory right there.
You know what else starts with P?
Poop.
Pitch Perfect 3.
Oh, that also.
Yay.
Things make sense later, right?
All right. Well, I feel like sharing the prize, so I'm going to give one ticket to Joe and one ticket to Beth today so you can both. No,
you're
going to
make them go together?
No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't be that mean.
What if you did and true love blossomed?
Yeah, wait, Beth, are you single?
Oh, gosh, yes, but don't do that.
Well, I hung up on Joe, but why not? What's wrong with Joe?
Oh, I mean, Joe could be a great guy. Sorry, no offense to Joe.
I don't blame you. Wait, I wouldn't want to be set up like that
either. Hold on. It's cool. 2018 almost. Beth, would you prefer a lady?
Oh, no. Didn't say that.
I know, but
it's just awkward to be set up by a complete stranger.
Yeah, that's very true. And my daughter is in the car. She's a fan of your show, and she wants to go see Pitch Perfect. So
see?
It's great.
But it's a mommy-daughter date.
All right, but ask her if she wants a new daddy.
Oh, my gosh, no.
How old is your daughter?
She just turned 10 on Monday.
Oh, my.
What if it got her extra presents at Christmas?
Oh, yeah, no.
I think she's good, Joe.
Listen, I'm just trying to take care of all of our listeners. But, okay, Beth, hang on the line. We will hook you up with those advanced screening passes to see Pitch Perfect 3 going on Tuesday, December 19th. And if you're at the movie, look for Beth. She might be talking to you.